Thanks to our sponsor, the Crazy Fitness Guy Show, is sponsored by Black Plea locks out distractions so you crush your fitness goals. Autism Strong style. No more time wasters, just pure gains. Get Block P now. Link is in the show notes. That is Block P. Just say goodbye to distractions and hello to success. Before you crash for the night, try breathwork in bed. Their guided sessions help you unplug, slow down, and actually rest. Head to breathwork in bed today and start your free 28-day trial so you can wake up more focused, more calm, and ready to tackle your goals. Visit a link in the show notes. Well, sorry, my bad. I mean, visit the sponsorship page in the show notes. Hey, it's Jimmy Clare. Overwhelmed? Tick-tick to-do list turns chaos into clear steps. Set it, tag it, crush it. Then move. Your goals won't wait, and neither should you. Download Tick-tick to-do list and get it done today. It's cross-platform, and they also have a nice free, generous free version as well. Go to tick-tick-to-do-list.com or visit the link in the show notes. Learn new ideas every day with Deep Stash and make your next workout, study session, or work day more productive in just a few minutes. Visit deepstash.com to find out more or check out the links in the show notes.
Get ready to unleash your inner awesomeness with the Crazy Fitness Guy Show. Hosted by Jimmy Clare, renowned professional keynote speaker, podcaster, and autism advocate, this show is all about embracing what makes us unique. Join Jimmy as he shares inspiring stories, experiences, and expertise to motivate and educate. Make sure you follow our show so you never miss a brand new episode. Now let's dive into the show.
For me, I got into working out because I was getting bullied for 8 years, most like 8 years of my life growing up in public school. These bullies called me names, told me I was fat. And to be honest, I was fat growing up. It got to a point where my doctor told me I needed to lose some weight. Though I kind of thought my doctor was a little bit of a hypocrite because he was a little heavy too. And it's like, no. It's like, don't go pointing fingers. It's like, that never ends well.
I'm sorry I wasn't your friend back then. I would have defended you.
Well, thank you. But, you know, I always say to people that it was better that I defended myself because I think I had a very, very low self-esteem back then because just I knew I wasn't like the super athletic type like overall because anybody who sees me like standing on like just in person knows I have lopsided shoulders, my knees point inward, so it's not like I'm going to be like a big football player, basketball player. No, that's not me. Even MMA is like, I like karate, but I can never go in the ring because of my spinal stenosis. So I got into wellness to stand up to the bullies because when I lost the 30 pounds,
yeah,
I had the motivation to stand up to them.
Good. And
it felt really good because I pretty much yelled, cursed, and everything else that I was not supposed to do in public school,
right? And
right into the bully's face, and it felt really good because I felt like I was on top of the world.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Crazy Fitness Guy Show. If you enjoyed this episode, this leave us a review so more people can find us. In the meantime, use the links in the show notes to subscribe to our monthly newsletter, shop for swag, read blog posts, watch videos, and listen to the latest episodes. In the meantime, visit crazyfitnessguy.com to see what we are up to in between episodes. In the meantime, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated.